Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
This country.
Into the ground. Sorry. Oh, no,
so
she's
fortunate, aren't we?
She's angry at the other Republicans saying, if you think you can do better, you should get in the ring. Well, a lot of them did.
Well, yeah. She said it's time for all Americans to realize how lucky he even performs for you bastards.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus. Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine, 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Fresh is best, and you won't find fresher than San Filippo's fresh fruits and vegetables. It's open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located at the historic Columbus Produce Market, 4561 East 5th Avenue in Bay 10 between Hamilton and Yearling. It's where you'll find fresh fruits and vegetables, cheese, brown Amish eggs, Greek and Italian olive oil, Joseph's gourmet pasta, and much more, including Ohio homegrown produce. So get the freshest of the fresh at San Filippo's Fresh Fruits and Vegetables.
You could be injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, simply because you were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Listen, you didn't have control over your accident, but if you've hired an attorney to get the compensation you deserve yet need money now, Oasis Legal Finance can help. Oasis has already given millions to people just like you who need money while waiting for their lawsuits to settle. Once approved, Oasis can get you the money in as little as 24 hours. There are no out-of-pocket fees, no payments until your case settles, and if you should lose your case, there's no obligation to repay. So there's no risk. Don't wait. If you need cash now, give Oasis a call. The phone call and application are free. Call Oasis Legal Finance at 1-800-562-5993 right now. That's 1-800-562-5993. 1-800-562-5993.
Not available in Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Maryland, or North Carolina. In Missouri and Illinois, legal fundings are processed as loans.
It's time for Great Babylon Talk with Central Ohio's first GLBT-centric show, Radio Outlook. Join the chat by calling 614-821-1580. Now, here's your host, Chris Hayes.
And good morning, Columbus. You're listening to Radio Outlook, Great Local Babylon Talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes.
And I am Chad Fry.
I'm Typhoid Harry.
You look great, though. You do.
I'm a sick puppy.
Oh, the energy is low today in the studio. Yeah.
In the interest of full disclosure, if this were a breathalyser, the console would be on fire. I was pointing at my microphone.
Chad, but before we went on the air, Chad was regaling us with tales of his debauchery. And exciting tales they were, too.
Indeed.
I might add.
Indeed, it would appear to be a budding drinking problem.
We stormed a castle. We saved a maiden.
I ate a lot of pizza and told Chris how much I loved him.
And smoked a cigar.
Smoked a cigar, which, you know, it was an actual cigar. That was not
you know.
A euphemistic phrase.
Precisely.
Still more debauchery.
For something untoward,
yeah.
if you will.
Very gay.
So gay. This is so gay in here. this is the gayest thing we do.
It's a gay show today, too.
It is, because we have some gentlemen who are the designers for Highball.
Yeah, we should have three of them. I don't know if Ryan has made it here yet, but we have three of the gay designers that will be in the fashion runway show.
Are we sure they're gay? Should we use test?
By the way, I didn't even have to engage the gaydar. This is one of those. We've talked before about when people talk about gayness being a choice, and I've said repeatedly, have you ever never looked at a person and known instinctively that person is gay?
Are you talking about Bryston? He's right there.
He's right there. So, I've got a couple of cute fellas in here today, and it's one of those situations where it's like, hello, gay person.
They go, hi, Michael Alwyn. So good to see you.
Oh, we have the third person. It's a rock. Indeed.
Well, now that would be, I would like that if we changed the phrase from like gay to cute. Oh, he's cute.
That guy is just the cutest guy I know.
He is so
uber
cute.
God, I hate that cute guy. That cute guy was hitting on me. He touched my butt, said my brother. Anyway, should we get through the heady stuff and then move on to the fun?
Doma.
Yeah.
Doma. I know. Big deal. So
huge. And it always amazes me when these court cases come down that could have
surprisingly
large implications for our community, and then it was kind of quiet about it.
Lay down the particulars.
So Fox News isn't just on edge about judges and radical fairies and everything else.
Well, on Thursday, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, was unconstitutional. They used the rational basis review, which is sort of the lowest standard of judicial review. Typically, this level of judicial review is more or less a rubber stamp for legislation, and it basically says that there's not a rational justification for discriminating against sexual minorities. And this is a really big deal, because the judge who wrote the opinion is an extremely conservative judge. I mean, this is a guy who has traditionally...
And it's Chief Judge Dennis Jacobs.
And yes, almost immediately, there were the blogs and other sources that were questioning his sexual orientation after his decision, because he is a conservative Republican,
super conservative Republican. He's even against he's against giving free legal aid to citizens, because he believes that it gives an unfair advantage. I mean, this guy is serious
to the innocent.
Yes, to the innocent, or particularly the poor.
He's the one too that declared corporations were immune to international human rights law, even when there were slaves.
So he's pro-slavery, but pro-gay. I guess
where they employ armies of mercenaries to do their dirty work for them.
Where's that take us, Chad?
I don't know.
Genocide.
South
Africa.
I don't know. I don't know where
Detroit.
No, I won't go there. Detroit's awful.
It is.
It's a farmland now. Now Detroit is cowtown.
Well, actually, Detroit is getting better, as I just trashed Detroit. But that's a story for another time. It is getting better.
Well, it's because Barack Obama saved the auto industry.
Single-handedly. He did. The DOMA thing, it's really important. And
because then if it goes to the Supreme Court, which it's going to.
Absolutely.
And they agree with the decision, then pretty much gay marriage rules.
What do we think is going to happen with the Supreme Court? I mean, how do you think that's going to all go down?
The Supreme Court has a way of not hearing cases they aren't prepared to hear.
I bet they hear this one, though.
I have a feeling.
Well, there's isn't there three now? There's this one. There's the California case.
Yeah.
And then there is there's another one.
Well, Outlook bringing you the latest news.
keeping you informed of something.
Of there's stuff that they don't know about.
There's a third one.
And can't remember. Here's what we don't remember.
But, I mean, really, how do we think that's going to go? Obviously, Scalia is going to be like...
I don't know. He might surprise you.
I don't know. This is the guy who in an interview the other day was like, oh, yeah, sodomy laws, duh, those were around for 200 years. They have to be right. You know? So, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be weird. I can't wait.
What would you call a Scalia?
That's when I get in the coffee table, and then you eat a lot of Indian food. And then, what?
Let's just stop that explanation right here.
What just happened? So, regardless.
So, you guys watched the debate?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Oh, really?
Enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm 45 minutes in. I was like, this isn't going anywhere. And then I was like, my couch is so...
You're a really engaged voter, which is really important. What did you think of it all?
I thought it was interesting. And once again, you know, Mitt Romney. By the way, did you watch Ed Schultz last night by any chance?
I did not. Though he's going to be here Monday.
He's going to be here Monday. But Ed was at Fairport, Illinois, the site of a plant that made sensors that go in automobiles, high-tech stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like 170 employees of this plant in this small town, which, by the way, was the site of the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
Huh.
Okay. So Mitt Romney's Bain Capital bought the plant, and they shipped the jobs to China. They closed the whole plant down, shipped all the machinery to China, put everybody out of work. So Ed was doing his show from the site with all those workers there last night.
Wow.
And I think the one thing that he didn't point out was during the debate, Mitt Romney once again has been trying to put Barack Obama's record as it regards to the unemployment rate. Right. He was criticizing the president for not doing better on unemployment when he himself is contributing to the unemployment by putting these people out of work to ship the work to China.
Well, and then, yes, that guy, let's just, yes, Mitt Romney's a crazy person, because all people who are trying to get elected generally are, but this is a guy who, did you hear the audio clip of the conference that he was having with a bunch of major funders?
Oh, sure,
the other
sure,
day,
sure.
You know, but basically, well,
with the women one?
No, this was the
47% one.
No, there was a new one. This one was with a bunch of captains of industry, basically telling them...
Oh, telling them to tell their employees to
if they voted for Barack Obama, they were going to get laid off.
They'd be out of... Yeah, right. They'd be out of work, yeah.
Which is... Thanks, Citizens United, for making that legal.
Yeah.
we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a pretty messy election. The level
well,
of vitriol
is... Well, I will say, if you don't vote for Barack, you're fired.
Well, thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. I think it's in the bag. My vote, anyway. I mean, literally, I don't know where I put it. I have to find it in my bag.
It's in a bag.
I'll pull the voter roll.
I'll get it.
So, a couple of things. Chad mentioned briefly. Monday at JP's Barbecue at Bolton Field, we are going to welcome in Ed Schultz, who will be here. We have entertainment. We're going to have a lot of speakers come out, and we're going to have this little town hall thing, so everybody should come out for that. I, myself, I'm going to be on Washington Journal tomorrow on C-SPAN.
Oh, no way.
Between 9:30 and 10. So if you get C-SPAN on the cable, if you want to tune in to see, we're going to be talking about the host is Steve Scully, and what he wants to talk about is what people are talking about on talk radio. I'm going to be there along with a talk show host from Florida and one from Virginia.
Where's this filming at?
There's a studio over in Hilliard that I have to go to that they can connect via satellite to Washington. So
you're going to be Brady Bunched on the screen.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I've always wanted to have that done to me.
Brady Bunched?
Yes, if you know what I mean, if you pick up what I'm putting down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're aware of what you're putting down.
Oh, I'm putting it down, all right. I'm putting up the vibe.
So let's put that down right now and pick up something else.
Is it going to be call-in?
That is a call-in program, and there will be call-ins, so...
Gilbo's going to call in.
You can almost bet it.
Gilbo, if you're out there, good morning, and we hope you're well, and we do love you. But absolutely. We don't need any DMV questions answered today.
Not today.
I don't think.
I'm keeping an eye on the phone because I expect it to light up.
Oh, we'll get a call, all right. Even if I have to make it from the bathroom. Well, do we want to bring our highball friends?
Well, let's take a little break.
Let's take a little break.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk about Highball Halloween.
All right.
It's so gay. And proudly so. But the Radio Outlook crew doesn't just talk about LGBT issues. Stay tuned for another hot topic coming up after this short break.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on Our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And Our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com. If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. Our Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on Our Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And Our Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, Our Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com. How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM. You might hear something like this. Within days of Paul Ryan's lie about the Janesville, Wisconsin General Motors plant, the slam against President Obama, he was on some kind of right-wing talk show, and he even lied about his time in running a marathon.
Right, I did see that.
I think his speed for lying is even faster than his marathon time.
New York Times reported that he got in some other trouble with the truth about mountain climbing. I don't know the details. Maybe one of you knows about that.
In related news, Paul Ryan says he can fly.
You'll believe that's Paul Ryan next. Can fly.
You'll believe a man can lie. Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
And welcome back. You're listening to Radio Outlook, Great Local Babylon Talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I am Chris Hayes.
I'm Michael Allwood, and guess what?
What?
We have Gilbo on the dude angle.
Oh, hello, Gilbo.
Hey, Shawnee. Dude angle?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Even though it's Radio Outlook, I'm not going to touch that one. It's too early in the morning for me. Because usually on Saturdays, it's like I'm crashing from the 4 a.m. wake-up calls. But that said, Michael, I'm going to try to tune in tomorrow to see you. But knowing the type of schedule I'm keeping and trying to get myself better, you'll understand if I'm going to be doing quite a bit of sleeping over the weekend.
All right.
That said, I beat you on one thing, though, sir.
What's that?
I am the first person now of anyone on WBKO who now has someone who put a parody of me on Facebook.
The Sean Goblo.
Yes.
on Facebook. Fine,
yeah,
John Goblo.
Being about the whole the people who were behind the levy repeal in Westerville, who weren't happy about me, or one of the things that they said on that one page that they parodied another group was, listen to my station, listen to my station. Which indicates that what I did was working. People are finding out about us. Rather unconventional, but yeah, it's getting people's attention. But all that said, I'll be there Monday for the event, but Rick's going to be filling in for me the next couple of days, the first couple of days next week, because the coughing that I was doing put my back out, so I'm still also under treatment of a chiropractor, but I should be bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and hopefully not as high-strung when the 4 a.m. wake-up calls start for me again on Wednesday.
Okie dokie.
All right. We'll
not
get
as high
better.
Strung. That sounds good.
Lay on a hard plank and get yourself all better there, Gilbo.
Yeah, sleep on the floor.
Okay. I will be careful as far as what advice I'm heeding there. and Chris, if I am one of the people, make sure to give Michael enough time in advance so he can be there a week from Tuesday at Shadowbox with Veronica. Because if I'm correct on this, the Who's Who unveiling is going to be on the
30th. Yes, you are correct at Shadowbox.
And I want to make sure that Michael Veronica have enough advance notice so they can be able to be there for that, if it is.
Gotcha. You got it. Are you going to be there?
Yes, I plan on. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I will not see you because I will be in Florida. But Chad and Aaron will be taking care of the event for me.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a good time with them at the helm.
Yes, always. Always, always.
All right, John.
Take care, gentlemen.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Always a delight, the Gilbo. So, joining us in the studio now, we have three of the designers. One, first up, is Bryston Walters, who is one of the fashion designers for Highball Halloween, which is coming up October 27th. For those of you that aren't familiar with Highball Halloween, it is a little bit Mardi Gras, a little bit Carnival, a little bit taking it to the streets party.
So Halloween, an important event in the gay community, is it?
Yes, yeah. Well, historically, it was one of the times where we could go out and dress in drag and not be accosted or arrested. So it was
beat up.
Yep, exactly. Uh-huh. So it was traditionally, I mean, here in town, they always had the Berwick Ball, which was actually
Berwick Party House?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you would have to, it was very like, go find an egg, go see the cashier, get an egg, go to the party kind of deal. Like, it was phone-treed and very, like, underground when it was going to happen and all that good stuff. And then they would actually lock you in. So,
really?
Yeah. So then the cops couldn't get out or get in as well. Hey, Chad's back. You did. Why don't you and Bryston switch headsets real quick, because that one's shorter. There we go.
Chad's going to come over and set my microphone on fire here.
Yeah.
Hi. That's a lot of booze.
What did I miss? Did I miss anything good?
Just Gilbo.
Oh, Gilbo, thanks for calling. I'm sure it was good.
Yes. I was just filling in people on what Highball is, and we were talking about how the history of Halloween was the second gay holiday because we could dress in drag.
Sometimes you dress as the whole Supreme Court.
Drag is all about dressing in drag.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm a full blown lady man.
Also known as Sherry Dribble Lips.
We're not doing all that.
You've already done it. You can go to. If you want to see Chad in drag? Go to the Columbus Facebook page.
Build a time machine.
So, I was actually thinking of dressing up as Ruth Bader Ginsburg this year.
I think you'd be a very convincing Justice Ginsburg.
I think so. Definitely.
Incredible shrinking woman.
She's so tiny. Like, I'm worried about her. I kind of want to, like, help her cross the street. Like,
you could do it. You could just
be
the
most recent official portrait of the Supreme Court. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She looked like Edith Ann. You know, the Lily Tomlin character with the big rocking chair.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Because it looked like the chair was swallowing her up. She looked like she was shrinking in front of the camera.
Like on one of those funny chairs where you
yes,
sit in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's dehydrating herself slowly. She's put herself in a dehydrator and she's pulling all the moisture out. I'm doing the same, but with another method.
Booze. So, okay. Back to Highball.
Oh, yes.
So this
is there
year,
an actual event here?
Yes. All right. They're expecting 20,000 people.
Time and place and stuff like that.
Yep. No, I'm doing it right now. It's in the Short North. This year it's right in front of the convention center, right on High Street. So the staging is pretty amazing this year. They're using the whole convention center as a backdrop for projections and everything else. If you guys haven't been, you should definitely check it out. It is like one of the best parties I think the city throws.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. It keeps winning the EXPY, or it's won like two EXPY awards, which is the Experience Columbus Award for best event.
Yeah. So not a traditional Halloween party. It's more of a masquerade. They really encourage high fashion kind of costumes or really extravagant costumes. They really
so you get to wear those masks with the stick that you.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Masquerade.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. You also see plenty of zombies and Superman and all that as well. But
Superman.
Superman.
I'm into that.
I know. As many leotards as we can get on the fellas. We
that
like.
Goes without saying.
But one of the crowning jewels of the event is it is a big fashion show as well. So they incorporate a lot of designers. Local. Is there any national designers this year?
Nope.
They're all local.
Basically local.
Right?
Yeah, they try to focus on local designers.
And they do a costume couture fashion show as well. It's all costume couture, but you guys have a line too. Why don't you tell us about Bryce then? Let's go into the fashion.
Basically, during the day, they have more family-oriented contests. They have a pet costume contest, and they also have a regular costume contest. And then later in the evening, it goes into an adult costume contest and then also into the fashion designer couture costume contest.
Talk to me about this pet costume contest for a moment.
Yes.
You can dress up your hot dog and take it out on the street.
Yeah.
Can I dress myself up like a dog in a costume?
I mean, isn't that daily?
Get out of here.
I mean, yeah, I don't always feel that way, but I guess it looks like that, doesn't it?
So they basically focus on all local people, the designers for the fashion show, as well as the street artists who walk around and perform on stilts, and people doing live installations of artwork also, so.
Yep, and they really they like to incorporate glow as much as possible. So.
Yes. The theme this year was Illuminate, but they are adding...
Glow.
Oh. They added U.S. to the end of it for the bicentennial, so it's Illuminatus.
I thought that was like a street name for a certain type of drug or something. You got any glow, man?
Yeah, it's phosphorescent.
So, yeah.
I did so much glow last night.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man, it's just coursing through my entire body, man. It's just.
It would have been one of those, like, early 90s movies that was projected into the future, and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Everybody's on glow!
Right. So how many designers are in the show this
Ten
year?
Designers.
Ten
yes.
designers. We have three homos in the designers.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, power.
Power, power.
He said homo.
Yeah,
homosexuals.
He says a lot of So you are the only student, though, right?
Correct, yes.
So you're currently at CCAD?
I am. I am a junior at CCAD. Just got a late start, so I am 26, so I'm not the youngest designer, but I'm the only student designer.
Now, what is your focus? What is your kind of fashion motif?
I really just appreciate the, like, avant-garde style more, just the high-end, non-wearable pieces, just something to give an inspiration for something that somebody might really like to appreciate and want to put that into, like, their own style, but obviously not necessarily something that they would wear to the mall. So, yeah. The more, like, Alexander McQueen, Vivienne Westwood, that sort of style, just high-end runway.
Nice.
So, yeah. Really excited.
I don't know what any of that means. I mean, individually, I understood the words. You know, I'd give you a definition of any of the words that were in those phrases, but put all together, it's kind of like reading the bridge column.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
You know, individually, you know the meaning of those words, but put together, it's a total mystery.
Yes, it was just a bunch of gibberish to me as well. But I actually no. I think if I had to explain it, Mr. Allwood, imagine that someone took a car from the 50s and cut it up and turned it into a dress, and then made you wear it. That's what he's talking about.
So a dress with fins,
yes, right. And spoilers,
unwearable.
Yes,
some nice white walls.
Yes.
Oh, I like some white walls. I like some white walls
and a hood ornament.
Yeah. I want my hood ornament to be me. I want it to be me on a horse.
Now, how did you get picked to be on this? What was the vetting process?
Yeah, basically, started back in towards the beginning of the summer. They put out just flyers calling for designers, and then you basically put together some sketches, showed what you would probably do, just some ideas, and then they went through a selection process, and then they selected 10 designers to take part. So,
cool.
I was really excited to get selected to be one of the designers.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited. This is actually my first runway show.
Awesome.
So, yeah. I've been, like, designing, though, for a while now, but I haven't really pursued it very much.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to have this as my kickoff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How many models do you guys have?
Yeah, we're all showing either 3 or 4 looks from, like, our personal collection. So we'll have that, and that's just will be more of a normal sort of fashion runway show, and then we'll all end up with one of our Halloween costume couture pieces. So it'll be just the over-the-top, like, glitz and glam, just something crazy. So we'll all have 4 to 5 pieces.
Nice.
So, and there's 10 designers, so about 50 looks total. So.
And you guys can win money, right?
Yep, $1,000 prize.
That's awesome.
So that's definitely a big stipulation.
So are you guys sneaking into each other's studios and, like, cutting up the gowns and stuff?
Yes, sabotaging as much as possible is definitely a goal of mine. So I figure that's the only way I can win.
Yeah.
Against some of these people, so.
How's your collection coming?
It's coming good. It's been a little bit hard just because of the fact that I'm in school also. CCD is pretty tough to get through. So I have 7 classes right now. I'm also working, and then I'm trying to do this collection at the same time. So
yeah, you're a little
it's
busy.
It's a little tricky, but time management is definitely a hard thing to master, but I'm really working hard at it. But I'm almost done. I should be done by time, hopefully.
That's good.
Yeah.
Can you give us any hints on what your collection or your costume will be?
Yeah, I definitely tried to go the collection that I made is specifically for Highball. So it's a little bit different than some of the other designers who may have already had a previous collection that they're just showing again. So my collection actually is more Halloween driven, animals. So it's very natural animals, feathers, stuff like that,
those
leather.
Spirit animal hoods.
Exactly.
Can we look forward to any Virginia West-esque cat suits?
No cat suits.
Well,
no.
A boy can dream.
No.
Hey, Chad. Mm-hmm. Is Hayes flirting?
Well, always. Are you kidding me? We get some of the mail in this place, and Hayes is like, hello, I'm Chris Hayes. I'm a publisher.
Right, his email signature says Master of the Universe.
It does. Hey, I got a magazine. We'll make out.
I've used that before.
I know.
So, yeah. I'm really excited.
So it's Halloween-based, and then your couture, are you going?
It's basically, my theme is the Tree of Life. So it's just this huge piece that is 7 feet wide. And it's probably about 7-8 feet tall.
Cool.
So hopefully my model can walk well.
I'll do it.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
You don't think I can get into it, do you?
Probably not.
Well, I mean, I guess I could swim a lot between now and then.
Yeah. A girl can dream.
Yes, right. I've always wanted to be a tree of life.
Yeah.
I was a circle of life.
Sexually. Anyway,
you have been climbed like a tree, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Grace.
You're sterile.
I know, Ralph.
Yeah, somebody has shinnied up that thing.
I don't know why they keep doing it. I mean, I really don't know, because I'm a terrible human being.
Now, you guys have, are the designer videos out?
The designer videos are out there on, I always say it wrong, Vimeo, that website.
Oh, V-I-M-E-O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under Little Tree Studios page. Okay. They were really awesome to work with. They came and interviewed all of us and did some little video clips. And then there will also be videos that they're working on right now that will be shown while the runway show is going on.
Yeah.
So those will be the several-story tall projections on the side of the convention center.
But you don't know this, but before the three of you leave, we are actually going to have you run in a very short fashion show. Here in the studio. I'm not kidding. I mean, we're going to have you sashay
well,
away.
Well, we've got the runway set up.
Promenade.
Yes, I wore the perfect shoes. I wore my galoshes.
You said galoshes.
I wore my galoshes.
Now, I always like to call what you have on your neck a pashmina, because I just say everything's a pashmina. But is it just scarf?
It's just a scarf, yeah. It's just an infinity scarf.
And the wind came right out of Chris's ass.
My pashmina.
Nice pashmina, pashmina. Pashmina, pashmina, pashmina. Pashmina. Paz.
It can be used as a tent. You can use it to hang somebody. Not that I've been advocating for that.
Right,
not.
I think
you should switch to pashmina.
I mean, I should. Yeah, get like a nice embroidered silk pashmina.
See, this is why designers are great, because I was just like, I'll go buy a gray one. And he's like, I'm seeing it now.
And he's talking about paisley and silk and everything.
He's ripping up the carpet, pulling down the drapes.
And then it can protect my hair as I'm going to church every Sunday.
Very obviously. You're very religious.
Are the videos linked through the Short North Business
I think that they're on Highball's Facebook page. They might also be on Short North's business page, but I do know that they are on Highball's. So you can see everybody's there. All 10 designers have their own little personal videos, so it gives you like a glimpse into their style. And yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to call over. Are we going to do a little break? We're going to do a little
Perfect.
Break. All right. Thanks, Preston.
Thank you so much.
Who knows what outrageous thing they might say next? Radio Outlook continues right after these messages.
You gotta fight for your right to
work. If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
If you have a truly special event coming up, make it unforgettable with a chauffeured limousine from Cardinal Transportation. Central Ohio's premier chauffeured transportation company, Cardinal Transportation provides personalized, affordable, and safe transportation both locally or out of town. Their fleet includes a 1960 Rolls-Royce, 8-passenger limos, and buses for up to 56 passengers. Contact Cardinal Transportation today at 274-2500, 274-2500, or online at cardinaltrans.com, or visit them on Facebook at Cardinal Transportation.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street, downtown. Meatpackers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpackers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include deli-sliced honey ham, just $2.99 a pound, a 10-pound bag of hamburger for $19.90, a 12-ounce package of beef bacon, $3.99, and boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.49 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, closed Sundays. Meatpackers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meatpackers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine, 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
It's fine.
Welcome back to Radio Outlook, Great Local Babylon Talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes.
I am Chad Fry.
And I'm Michael Allwood. Struggling with the software here, our make noise software has gone on the fritz again.
So that means I don't get farts when I want them?
You've been giving farts all morning. I don't think we need any more of those.
You eat half a pizza at 4 a.m. and then talk to me about it.
Last night's feast was crunchy peanut butter sandwiches and ranch Doritos. That was my at-home feast when I got home from our drunk night.
Sounds delish.
It was. Now joining us in the studio is another one of our big gay designers for the big gay Halloween extravaganza known as Highball. We have Aaron James Hunter. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
What an introduction that was. Here's another one of our gay guys.
And it's now a homosexual. Introducing.
It's like a circus sideshow.
Chris, you're such a great community advocate. Thanks for breaking us down into our parts.
Hey. That's my job.
I know you. All right. But so let's talk.
All right. So, Aaron, let's talk about you are an active designer right now, right? You have your own line.
I am.
Let's tell us a little bit about it. What's it called? What do you do?
Is called Ruby Hill. It's very outrageous, a little bit. Lots of sparkle, tool, sequins, that type of thing. Chains, metal.
Yeah. Now, why Ruby Hill? Where did the name
come from?
That
actually is my great aunt's name. She was always a stylist lady, so I thought, why not? It's a good name.
Yeah. Now, do you only deal with women's clothes?
No, actually. My last collection, I did introduce a couple of male looks, so I am branching out into that world as well.
How do the males feel about the sequins and the tool?
Well, you know, they have to deal with it.
I mean, Bryson would wear it, I'm sure. But
clearly.
By the way, I think we have our software back in order, and I would like to test that theory.
Okay.
We do. Yes.
That's awesome. We've had that the whole time, and I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't give us buttons on this side to do our own thing.
Can we customize that? Can I bring you some stuff?
Sure.
All right. That'll be a project for the week. So how did you get involved with the Highball? Or is this your first time with Highball?
No, I actually did Highball last year. Yeah. Yeah, so I thought, had a good time. Might as well do it again.
Yeah. What was your collection? Which Which collection was yours last year?
I was the chandelier dress.
The chandelier dress was awesome. Did you see that last year?
No, I think I was someplace else.
Rolled up on a coffee table somewhere.
I was asleep in a dumpster. But I saw a lot of pictures, and it looked very impressive.
It was. It was very impressive.
Oh, thank you.
He got a postcard from somebody.
Was that a part of your vish? You know, just sort of Marie Antoinette-ing it, like a big chandelier?
Exactly. If she was on fire hanging from the ceiling.
I like it. Yeah. I like it when you said lady on fire.
I just saw Beauty and the Beast, so now that's all I think about when I think about that live chandelier. So what are you doing this year for your collection?
This year, my collection is from Mozart's The Magic Flute. I'm doing the Queen of the Night and a couple of other characters from that opera.
Is Whitney Houston going to be one of your models?
Absolutely.
You should definitely make a Whitney Houston back from the grave.
Yes, that's my big surprise. I'm bringing her back.
She's super dead, Chris.
That's perfect for Highball. What do you need? A dead Whitney Houston to be your model.
Everything's fine. Don't be alarmed.
So what kind of... Your final piece, how big is it going to be this year? Is it going to be...
Pretty giant. I got to go bigger than I did last year, so that's the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be heavy, too, so poor girl.
Now, how long have you been in the industry?
I've been designing for about 4 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do private clients, or can people go to a store to find your wares?
Right now, I'm just selling stuff on Etsy.
Nice.
Yeah. Just kind of here and there. Nothing major yet. I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
Get bigger as I go, you know.
Very cool. What's your favorite thing about Highball?
You can do whatever you want. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, are you going to get to enjoy Highball, or are you going to be backstage the whole time getting ready?
I will be backstage most of the day. Probably after the big show, I'll go out and enjoy the festivities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have your lineup yet? Who goes where? Or is that like luck of the draw the day of?
Actually, I think we might have just got that email today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I have no clue what it is.
What happens to these pieces after the fashion show is over?
Well, the chandelier's been in my garage until last week when it went to the windows in the Short North.
Oh, nice.
Delightful.
Actually, that's a good idea.
To put them in the windows?
Yeah.
I think we should auction them off for charity.
Yeah.
That's always a good idea.
Yeah, John Angelo, you listening?
I just lost my train of thought.
Well, that's all right. Ready? Let's find a non sequitur to pass the time. So it's been sitting in your garage, and what window is it in now?
At the Garden Theater.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, if you want a preview of some of the work that was out last year, stroll through the Short North, stop by the Garden Theater. You can see Aaron's piece there.
There's a couple of other windows, too. I think Lindsay Hart has one, and one of the designers for this year, Shan Cortez, I believe, has one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many designers are there?
10.
I believe so.
10 designers. Uh-huh. And how many pieces? How many looks?
5 total. 4 from a collection and your couture costume piece.
Wow, that's awesome. And do you get any direction, or do they just basically give you the assignment and then tell you to go do it? Is anyone Tim Gunning you?
No Tim Gunning, actually. Actually, Staley Cook has been kind of a guiding hand along the way, just to kind of, you know, make sure everything's on point and if anybody needs any pointers.
Will anyone be set on fire this year?
I hope so.
As he pulls out his butane.
Right. Well, I have some Molotov cocktails in the trunk. We'll see how the night goes.
What time does the fashion show start?
10 p.m.
So 10 p.m. Uh-huh. Line up at the main stage. Mm-hmm. Nina West is hosting again this year.
She is. She's doing a little number, I believe.
Yeah. I will say I hope it's not Thriller again.
No, she loves... The Thriller is a tradition. I know. You like to get it mixed up. You like a little mix-up.
I do. Because I've seen it 27 times.
But it's Thriller. Thriller night.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it's spectacular every time, but, you know.
Right. You want some variety. Variety is the spice. You said, move on. We love you, Miss West, wherever you are.
Yep. All right. Well, let's bring Mr. Richmond over.
All right. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And we're excited to see your looks. Woo-hoo. Good luck. Good luck, good luck.
Now, this next fella is Ryan Richmond. He is a sprightly character.
He is. He's looking very Irish today.
Yeah, if I didn't know that you were so gay, I'd think that you were, like, out working in a field somewhere. You look like a beer ad in Ireland.
He looks like Leo DiCaprio from the Titanic.
Yeah, he does a little bit, right?
He's a little...
It's the hat.
Yeah.
It's the cap.
So, and the boots. What's going on?
Yeah.
I just got back from doing CMH Fashion Week, the finale show last night.
How was that?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. It was way better than I had anticipated, and I didn't lose my shit. Can I say that?
No.
My bad.
No cursing.
Well, I accidentally said the I in that word, so my bad.
Shart.
My bad.
So you actually talk to us about CMH Fashion Week just for a second.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, this was its third year, I believe. And this was actually the first year that it had gained the CMH, airport code or whatever, because it's a nonprofit organization. And so after this year, they're going to start awarding scholarship money to an up-and-coming designer.
Oh, cool.
So it was really an honor to be a part of it this year, you know, being that it was under that name now. And there were 10 designers there as well that they had been selected, you know, from the summer in June. And, you know, some of us have been producing our own lines, you know, on our own. Some have, you know, had their own labels in place for a while. And so they were just showing off their most recent collections and everything. But I'd produced mine myself, and it's been kind of a roller coaster. And I've been working on that since June. And then in August, when we had the model casting, I was actually approached to possibly do Highball, and because I wasn't planning on doing it, knowing that I probably would be going crazy, and I kind of am, but that's okay, because it's what I love to do, and I wouldn't have it any other way, but so I've been working on Highball and that, you know, in tandem.
Do you have a whole different Highball collection than what you showed last night, or are you doing looks from last night, and then you're... couture gown.
Yes, I am going to be reusing pieces from that collection, but it's going to be styled differently, so it transitions into my costume piece, which actually is a deviation from a dress. It's actually a suit.
No.
But it's an alien suit. And...
Is there a predator, too?
Well, no.
I'm going to get acid on my face. Bottom line here.
Is Sigourney Weaver doing your...
Get away from her, you. I didn't say
it. Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it. Put a little asterisk and those are little symbols in there. No, just kidding. But it's kind of based on that idea, you know, the Edward Scissorhands plot where his creator didn't get, you know, a full opportunity to finish him before whatever happened to him. I don't know. So it's kind of that idea where... This creature was created in whatever, I don't know.
Frankenstein!
Exactly. Yeah. I actually just watched that on the TV this morning. Why did I say the TV as it was?
On the television.
On tele.
We like to put the in front of a lot of things. I'm drinking the coffee.
Have you ever been to the Walmart?
I'm chatting with the homosexuals.
Oh, my gosh. But anyway, it's kind of that concept where there's this creature, this whole big, you know, grand idea that someone wanted to create, and then they didn't get a chance to finish. So then my model is that representation.
And so this alien is a half-put-together alien in a suit trying to get a job in a really bad economy?
Yeah.
Whose dad abandoned him.
Yeah. She came from a trust fund, but then, you know, screwed up along the way, and, yeah, now she's on her own.
Too much glow.
That there's so much glow in that girl's face.
Actually, no, there is, because I'm having someone help me wire lights into the suit. So.
Into her veins.
Awesome. Into her veins, yeah. And so it's really going to be a really texturized, really, you know, dynamic piece. I'm really excited.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, how big? Because we've got a 7-foot-by-20-feet tree, apparently.
chandelier the size of...
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that... total, the model will reach around 9 feet tall.
Oh, cool.
I have those, I don't know how else to describe them other than their raver boots.
I noticed that didn't volunteer to wear this costume.
Basically kiss.
I'm terrible on platforms.
Exactly. those heels are probably at least 6 or 7 inches in the back, and then in the front they're about 3 inches. So my model's already 5'10".
Yeah. Do you have any boy models or are all the models?
Some of them, there is a designer who is showing his menswear collection. He actually showed last night as well at CMH.
Oh, cool.
Fashion Weekend.
How was it?
It was really, I was ogling them the entire time.
Right.
And staring at the screen. Half of his collection he sent out, like,
there we go with the gay talk again.
Okay.
You're a sexual predator.
Like my costume. but I was definitely staring at the screen and, like, backstage, just kind of.
Yeah,
at the gentleman or the design?
The models of for his collection.
Oh, delightful! But how was the actual collection?
I can't remember. I just remember what
you
models look like.
You're a professional, like we are. We enjoy that.
They were really good. And his name is Gary Jones from Jones Select, and he's actually a really great. Really great designer, really great guy, and I've had the pleasure of meeting him, and, you know, yeah, it's really awesome.
Well, now, give us a little bit of your history, because you were a superstar at CCAP.
Superstar.
Superstar!
Exactly. So, I graduated from CCAD nearly 2 years ago. It's not a long time by any means, but it seems
time
like...
flies.
Yeah, it just goes so quickly. And I work now at Abercrombie & Fitch Corporate, where I... work in the design and tech design umbrella. So that's kind of how I got my start in, you know, these projects outside of that. I love to sew, but, you know, as much as I do love my job, it's very, you know, cut and sew. It's very mass produced, that kind of thing.
Right.
So this is a really great creative outlet. So, you know, to express my individual tastes and vision and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Now, what's your line called?
I really don't have a line name necessarily. I mean, I just go by my name. That's what I design by. So,
do you make your own tag that you sew in?
Not yet. All that stuff is in the works. Hopefully,
yeah.
So it's just it happened so fast. I started doing all this stuff in June, and it's just blown up.
Blown up. Yeah. Can you Vogue?
No. I look like Leonardo DiCaprio from Titanic. I cannot Vogue.
Do you think any of these others could Vogue? Because before the program is over, I want them to have a Vogue off.
Okay. I mean, you
come on.
Talk to Bryson.
Yeah, Bryson can definitely Vogue.
He can Vogue. I can't.
Yeah.
No.
Now, do you know where you're going to be in the lineup?
I just think
lineup?
It's a bad idea all the way around.
I don't. They haven't really given us that information yet.
Okay.
No. Mm-mm. I'm sure I'll be fine wherever I'm at.
Yeah. Now, is this your first time with Highball?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is my first year. Mm-hmm. And for CMH and everything, so, yeah.
Very good.
Well, it's nice to see you doing well, Mr. Richmond.
Thank you.
It's nice to know that you're...
Yes.
Not sleeping in a dumpster.
Sleeping in the dumpster.
I mean, I think at one time I did. We were neighbors at one time, but I don't... No, I'm just kidding.
Booze.
Tis with tis.
Yeah. Chad probably dosed your drink and then threw you in the dumpster when you were done.
I love a roof.
Good. So, Highball Halloween again is next Saturday, the 27th. Starts at 4.
Can we think? 4 or 5, I think. I think it's 5.
Here we are, full of the information.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I'm looking at our article in this
month. It could
be 4.
I have no idea.
5 to 1 a.m.
I am Walter Cronkite, and I know nothing about anything.
Dead, you know.
I know. This just in: Walter Cronkite is still dead. Dead at 104.
Highball Halloween theme: dead celebrities. We've got the dead Whitney Houston.
Just dead Walter Cronkite.
As many dead Walter Cronkites as this city can fit.
They're going to do a 5K with dead Walter Cronkite.
That would be... I'm going to bring that up next year.
We should totally do it.
We should totally do it. They don't have a 5K, and every event now has a 5K. Speaking of 5K, the Columbus Marathon is this weekend, tomorrow, and tonight at Exile is the Hee-Haw Party.
With Marianne Brandt.
The Cowboy Halloween Party put on by Toilet Shaw and Ed. It's a fundraiser. And, yeah, that's it from here.
We are Chad Fry and...
Chris Hayes.
And, of course...
Michael Allwood.
And we want to thank our guests again, and we hope to see you guys all out at Highball. Thank you, Mr. Ryan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you. See? It really doesn't matter which team you play on. Team Radio Outlook has lively discussion for everyone. So join us again next Saturday. And the chat continues online when you like Radio Outlook on Facebook and follow us at Radio Outlook on Twitter.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio. AM 1580 WVKO Columbus.
You gotta fight!
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens.
Hi, this is
stuff
Kenny like assault.
You have really, truly.
Do you get anxious, just thinking about going to the dentist?
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580.
If you are in need of. How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000. If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes...